This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
What up, everybody? It's 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia, points north, south, east, and west. Me and B-Mitch live, Half Street, Centerfield Gate, Nats Park. It is opening day, and hope springs eternal. Good morning, Brian.
Yeah, but I hope spring shows up.
Dog, it's cold as hell.
You hope spring's eternal. I hope spring shows up. Hell, the winter, you have worn out your... You've worn out your welcome, and you need to move on.
Here's what I can tell you is we are broadcasting live outside of Tap 99. I was able to get here on time. Brian was able to get here on time.
And shout out
to Jeff Walker for joining us. We appreciate you, Jeff.
He lived around the corner.
If you are looking to come to opening day, it can get started right now. Tap 99 is open as of 10 a.m. They got beer. They got food. Hopefully the weather warms up. Amelia Draper, NBC4 meteorologist, is going to join us at 10:45.
Yeah, Amelia, tell us where spring is.
Amelia, we need some good news. I need local. I can't hear Brian, please. We're working through it all. I want to be excited about today. It is opening day, and the Maryland Terrapins play tonight, 7:39 to be precise, in the Sweet 16. It's their first Sweet 16 in a decade, and this should be the best Nats team we've seen since the Soto trade. You got Cruz up, Wood. We're going to talk to Kevin Francis. We're going to talk to Bob Carpenter. We're going to talk to Johnny Holiday. But, Brian, I got some S to get off my chest.
Go for it.
Thursday is Bleep You Thursday.
You starting early?
Yo, I am pissed, dude.
Why?
I've been holding back, and I'm done with it. Kevin Willard could have chosen to keep this all in-house. He didn't. He decided to go nuclear, and that's okay. But clearly, his decision yesterday to finally start deflecting on answers and the reporting from the insiders that suggests he's gone to Villanova. Can you just wait? Can you just wait?
Who you want to wait? The reporters?
No, not the reporters.
I mean, he never shut it down early.
Right.
So the question will be asked. So anything to be blamed, you go to Kevin Willard.
Hell yeah. That's where I'm at. Dude, here's what I want to tell the good people at Villanova. How does this whole conversation sound if a freshman doesn't bank in a buzzer beater 5 days ago? A freshman banked in a buzzer beater, and all of a sudden they're the talk of the town. What if that rims out?
But they were talking before that, Jay.
B, my man's been coaching 20 years.
If
he's got this sort of fight over who gets to have him, he must have Final Fours on his resume, right?
Nah, he don't have to have Final Fours.
No, then multiple Sweet 16s.
Nah,
at least five of them.
Because
he's got the whole damn East Coast fighting over this guy. Of course, everybody. He must have this incredible resume.
Hold on, Jay.
How many Sweet 16s does he have, Brian?
Hold on.
One.
Hold
and it's geographic luck. He's got Derek Queen. He's from Baltimore and wanted to stay in Maryland.
But the kid
wanted to stay in Maryland.
If Derek Queen doesn't score, nobody gives a damn where Kevin Willard is going. You don't care.
Right.
So it's
leverage everything, Brian.
Hey.
God bless him. It's opening freaking day. We got balloons blowing in our face. It's 35 degrees wind chill out here. What a celebration of sports.
Hey, I told y'all last
what
week.
What a snake.
Everybody was trying to blame everybody else for it. Kevin knew what he was doing.
Hell yeah,
but,
he did.
But it's
this
about,
is the game. It's a dirty game. I get it.
Game of basketball now is.
He did this
whether
same
you're a
thing
player,
to Hall, like,
whether you're a player or a coach. Somebody's coming for you.
Dog.
And money talks, BS walks.
Listen, man, the University of Maryland has a lot of good people working in and around that athletic department. I know them. The leadership of the University of Maryland is incompetent and has been for some time. They're indecisive. You know how they act? They act like the Bengals handled Ja'Marr Chase at T. Higgins.
Uh-huh.
If you just do it right the first time, you don't have to chase it in eternity. And all they do is chase because you have incompetent leadership. All right? And I hope everybody in College Park hears me. I'm going to be live out there all afternoon for NBC4.
But come holler at me.
I'm available.
The people over there have to realize one thing. Stop poo-pooing on athletics because athletics runs a lot of colleges right now. But Maryland has been always trying to act like they were some portion of – what is the group of schools up there?
The Ivy League. Yeah.
They are not.
No.
You okay? But they have a lot. They have a lot of athletics.
Shout out to this lady that just pulled up
that
and
was
said,
me.
Hey, B-Mitch, do you know where the parking garage is?
They have some athletics out there. They need to push your athletics. Also push your academics. But you are not an Ivy League school. And stop trying to act like it. They have done that.
Gary.
It's been going on for years there, and they need to catch up with everybody else. If the Dukes of the world give a damn about sports, if the Ivy League give a damn about sports, they need to give a damn too. The
University of Michigan cares about sports.
Yes.
Like
they all do.
They
have done it for a long time, and it's about time people, if you can't find somebody who has some lean towards it. I remember when I was in college, Dr. Audemars, he was our president. He was at damn near every practice.
If you start here, I have a friend that went to Seton Hall. For those that are uninformed, Kevin Willard was the head coach at Seton Hall before he came to Maryland. He never made a Sweet 16 at Seton Hall, just so everybody knows. Oh, and last year they were under 500, and you got the whole East Coast fighting over this dude. God bless you and your agents and your representatives, sir. Get the cash. I'm not mad.
Get your money, son.
But, like, let's stop acting like John Wooden is reincarnated here. dear friend of mine went to Seton Hall and explained he did this same thing at Seton Hall. We played TCU in San Diego, and they got the bleep kicked out of him, and right after the game he said, I hope Shaheen gets the job. Before he even left, meaning he already had the deal with the Terps prior to heading to the tournament with Seton Hall. Again, I'm not mad at you, but Brian, I think of an analogy. If you start dating a girl while she's dating somebody else, and then she starts cheating on you, don't be surprised.
Yeah.
That's the kind of chick you're rolling with.
But that's it.
Like,
see, Maryland was on the other side at first, though, Jay.
Sure were. And you think because you're the bigger school or whatever, like, there's always something else.
It will never happen to me.
There's always something else. And I just, maybe he sticks around, and I look like a jerk for these comments. I want to be clear. I'm not mad at you, Coach. I don't think you've handled it the right way. I would have loved to see you allow this team not to be distracted. And anybody, please, that tells me at this point the team's not distracted, please go back under your rock. You're incredibly naive. I think the organization, it doesn't help that there's no athletic director to try to smooth it all over. He just left. He went to Dallas for more cash and a football-obsessed alumni base. Football dictates everything. You go to Villanova, basketball's number one. But you know what else is going to happen to Villanova, B?
Pressure. Yeah.
And you know, like, I don't know this. I don't know what is true, right? But you go to University of Maryland, and there's a statue of Lefty Driesell, and you play on Gary Williams Court. There's pressure there,
yeah.
Right? Do you know what Jay Wright did at Villanova in the last 10 years? You're not going to get up there to the main line of Philadelphia where everybody's rich and is throwing money
and
around.
In Philly, they won't mind saying something to him.
You don't get to go up there and complain, oh, the administration didn't give me what I wanted. Oh, boo, frickin' who. I couldn't stay in New York City for Christmas. I didn't get to go to FAO Schwartz like Kevin McAllister in Home Alone 2. You better win, dog. You better win. And for the University of Maryland, I don't want to hear how we're screwed. For all the fans that are telling me the sky is falling, hell, maybe Willard stays. Who knows? Maybe Derek Queen comes back for a second year. We all want to live in naive land. But you know what VCU does? They just keep finding good-ass coaches.
There you go.
You know what Michigan did? They had to turn it over a few different times. Then they found this dude, Dusty May. They got him from Florida Atlantic.
Mm-hmm.
Great athletic programs find great coaches. Like,
totally.
Stop telling me it's impossible. Nothing can possibly
happen.
Nothing's
possible. You see teams lose coaches and find a new one every year. Maybe if they just change their mindset and back the hell up a little bit, then all of a sudden you will find out that people will want to come to your school too on a consistent basis.
Dog, and the fact that this is all happening – I don't know, 10 to 12, 9 hours, 9.5 hours. And, dog,
we'll be talking baseball
shortly. Kevin France is going to join
us. Let us handle this show. We know how to do this.
Yo.
We will do it shortly.
Do something here.
Move on, dog. Before I tell you how to get out of my damn face.
We're getting chirped at 10 a.m. No.
You have to.
Yeah, you just said it to that dude.
Yeah, but he getting on my nerves. About to smack him.
I'm gonna stop. I feel like I've said a lot this morning. I'm really excited to talk to Johnny Holiday at noon about how the Maryland basketball team beats the Florida basketball team. I thought it was really telling yesterday that Maryland head coach Kevin Willard, when asked yet again about the NIL and how he's going to change the program and what he wants and if he feels like he's being funded enough, he decided to finally talk basketball. He talked about this guard Florida has, Clayton, that can shoot from anywhere and is lethal. How he likes to drive with his left hand. So tonight we get to watch a basketball game. The worst part of this for me, Brian, is I'm having PTSD to the Snyder era, where it's like, you know, they got a game, but the game is the sideshow to the real show, which is, you know, palace intrigue, drama, backstabbing.
Yeah.
The emperor has no clothes. And I don't think the Maryland administration, I don't know who's in charge of hiring these people. Obviously, they all just pay for search committees, so nobody actually has to be responsible for any of the missteps that just continuously happen. I'd love if somebody, what was my man, Lanville, you'll know. Who said the buck stops here? Was that Eisenhower or Truman? Either way, one of those Truman, thank you. Harry Truman said the buck stops here.
Say, I was born and I should know.
Like, somebody over there, be a leader. Say, I'm making these decisions. We're going to make this better. We can withstand this. I don't expect that because they're all cowards, but I'd love if that would happen. And I'm available. Call the radio station. They'll give you my number. I will speak to any of you, on or off record.
They're not going to do it on record.
They're not going to do it off either.
They're not going to do it on record.
Good
They're
luck.
Not going to do it off because they know you're bringing on record. That's how it happens.
B, if I may, you know I get a lot of stuff off record that never gets to air.
Mm-hmm.
When I have a real conversation. Now, if it's Jeff talking about farting on the Metro, that's coming on air, okay? But if it's a real conversation, there's a reason I have built my career, is all I'll say. How are you, man? What'd you do last night?
I chilled. I finished tax stuff. I signed a tour.
You do them yourself?
No, I just get all the stuff together.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, what is this?
I signed two.
I feel like the University of Maryland just sent a van to abscond me.
I signed 250 cards for Panini, sent them back to them.
There you go.
Did that in about an hour.
What are those cards running for? Should we look them up?
I couldn't tell you.
There's
a new set. I don't know.
Just what is out there right now. Signed B. Mitch Panini card. Panini. There we go.
If it ain't out there yet, then probably
looks
know.
Like $40.
Hey, the ones I put out there, this is brand new.
But maybe this joint's not signed. That's also an Eagle. You think Eagles ones or Skins ones?
I don't know. Listen, bro, I pay about as much attention to card worth as I do social media.
Well, here's a card worth you should pay attention to.
What?
Something seems incredibly flawed. We live in a universe where a man with a lone Sweet 16 appearance has the whole East Coast fighting over him. Maybe it all makes sense because eggs are $15 a dozen, and a Mitch Trubisky signed autograph card costs $550.
As a rookie card, must be.
Who cares?
Hey, that doesn't make a difference.
How does that? How does that translate?
But this is that card world is about this. Just like rappers, when they get arrested, people buy their music. If they die, they become more popular. Am I right? So negativity brings as much value as positivity a lot of times. It's just how the world works. Because you know why? Because we can sit up here and pay people for just going up and down the street doing something rather stupid. Pay them more money than we do teachers.
Doug.
Influences. Influencing what? Stupidity?
I heard this on a podcast, I think. At what point does the world have too many influencers that there aren't enough people to be influenced? Like, if everybody's an influencer, how many people are left to be influenced? Like Jeff is famous. Jeff's playing in an All-Star game. Right? Jeff, when's your hoops game? Next weekend or something. April 26th, my guy Jeff Walker's in a celebrity All-Star
Jeff's
game.
Jeff's a baller.
You know, I'm just saying. He's in music
but
videos.
But the thing of it is, like, listen,
like,
man.
At what point does the scale just
it
tip
just shows
and the whole thing topples
that,
over?
That there was a point in time where we cared about being at a certain level. Now all we care about is how can you make me some money? That's the whole way it works. That's all it goes to now. That's life.
Yeah, terrific. I would love, you know what, Mitch Trubisky, God bless you. The person that's paying $550 on eBay.
That's why it's still on eBay.
For your autographed card. Well, B, I was thinking about this, though. Like, I'm making fun of this. I know a young man that spent, I believe, $700 for a Patrick Corbin signed jersey.
I know him too. We work with him.
Yeah.
I just leave it at that.
He's got his own Nats podcast. He's clearly a Nats expert. Paid $700 for a Patrick Corbin jersey. Shout out to Ryan the Stallion.
That cat's not that smart. That's all that means.
I believe the phrase is dumb as a brick. But at least now he's good looking and has nice hair.
Dumb as a sack of rocks. There we go.
Let's say good morning to everybody. Jeff is here. No mic yet. Good morning, Jeff. He gave an approving head nod. Good morning, Lamphill. How do you do? We came out a little hot this morning. Blame B. Mitch.
I didn't do anything.
I'm good.
I'm good.
Oh, that, wow. That speaker's going to be great.
Hello.
I don't think you want to play that one because JB going to wake up the whole damn neighborhood.
Yo, if that speaker was on when the show started, we would have gotten a noise ordinance complaint.
Oh, my Lord.
Lamphill, I'm going to get into that zone when we come out of this next break, all right?
Yeah.
But, Lamphill, you have a PhD in BSology. You understand the nonsense the world sadly is run by. What do you make of this Kevin Willard, Maryland, Villanova situation?
Kevin Willard seems like kind of a tool. I think it's pretty clear that he's at least trying to get that Villanova job. Whether or not it happens, I guess, remains to be seen. I think, you know, if you're leaving when the tournament's done for Maryland, you could at least have the decency to come out and say, yeah, I'm taking the Villanova job whenever we're done here, but we're going to work on winning these games as long as I'm still here with the Terps. You could just do that. That would be really easy. And I'm sure some people would be upset, but you made way more people way more pissed off. Because now, I mean, the serious question is, do Terps fans even want this guy to stay around?
But yesterday, when he made the comments on Kevin's show, where for now,
right?
You when know he said, "I'm here for now." So when a person can't tell you when you're under contract in the NCAAs, if you can't say yes, I'm here. But he said, "I'm here for now." That right. Left him wiggle room. Come on, man. People normally give you exactly what you're looking for based on how they answer stuff. If they can't just say yes straight up without having something added to it, or no without something added to it, then they're lying, point blank.
Yeah, I think Lamphill's right. I think Will Wade is a guy that was coaching at VCU, got the LSU job, got in a bunch of trouble for paying players. Fast forward,
now that's legal.
Fast forward a couple years, you're allowed to pay players. Will Wade got the NC State job, right?
Yeah.
Now he was coaching at McNeese State, gets them. You know, they beat Clemson, knock out one of White Bryan's Final Four teams, I believe. And throughout, though, when Will Wade was answering questions, he was pretty honest. He's like, I love these kids. I love this season. I'm not so sure about the future. You can kind of tell the truth, man.
Jeff, like, you get the Diet Coke. I gave him the hug.
You can tell the truth. And or if you don't want to tell the truth, you can, yesterday he got asked again about it, and he decided not to answer. Yesterday he decided to deflect. And him deflecting yesterday after 2 weeks of saying everything, of spilling all the tea, made it clear somebody's given him everything he wants in writing, and he's taking the job.
Got it.
And it just became so obvious. I just – there's a way to handle stuff. Even my first job out of college, I was an insurance salesman. And my boss, this dude, Mike Colley, he said, whenever you got bad news, give it to him straight. Give it to him right away. Mm-hmm. Just – treat people like humans, man. Like intelligent adults. All right. It is Nats opening day. We got Nats fans out here. That jacket is fresh.
I like it.
When we come back, Kevin France and Masson Sports joins the program.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Be Mitch and Finley live from Tap 99 on Half Street outside the center field gate. Today is Nats opening day. We are fired up. Joining us now from Masson Sports, Kevin Franson, of course, played all over the big leagues. And how many Nats opening days for you is this now in this role?
Carry the one. Four.
Four.
Yeah, this is the fourth one. So, it's awesome, too, because it's with familiar friends and everything with the Phillies playing there and then broadcasting there as well. So,
sure.
Could this be any better? Honestly, could it be any better? It can't be any better than this.
It could be better if we had spring.
It just depends on how you look at
now,
it.
Now, Kevin is in shorts and flip-flops, so he's embracing that it's spring.
He got his T-shirt 100%. With his hoodie, though.
That's how it always is. But how many opening days on the East Coast have you been a part of or seen that are drizzly, freezing cold, right? Yeah. Like, this is not going to be one of those days. It's going to be awesome. No, I know it's going to happen. I just know that it's called teasing here in the radio.
Yeah, hey, man, you're killing it.
So,
good job.
My thing is that this day is a celebration of so much, right? Like, just the off season for the teams, but the front offices, everybody that works on everything, and to me, that's a huge part of this.
I totally agree, and obviously, I think part of the excitement this year is this probably seems, at least to me, the best Nats team since the Soto trade. Like, we'll see how a lot of things have to break. You got young guys that you need to kind of take that next step. But I think there's opening day is always awesome, but sometimes a month into a season in a rebuild, it's not that awesome. This seems like there's a different outlook for the year.
A different feel.
It's real, right? I mean, that's the biggest part is real.
Yeah.
When you look at guys like Dylan Cruz and James Wood and CJ and the growth that you're going to have, are you going to have like youthful times? For sure.
Yeah.
But that's fine. But we're going to see, like, serious talent, right? And the depth of the talent that the organization has built now. I think that's the part that you look at going, it's real. And now it's about putting it back on the field. You can do all the talking you want. And, I mean, you know this from it.
4 hours
right?
a day.
So you can do all the talking you want. But until you put it down on the field, it doesn't matter. And that's the beauty of, like, the opening day part, right? Like, as everyone is, well, minus the Dodgers and Cubs, 2-0 or 0-2. Everybody's 0-0, right? And that's the case. So, like, right now you get to set the tone for the year. And with the young, youthful talent that they have, like, insane talent. Like, Dylan Cruz is probably going to be the rookie of the year. Mm-hmm. Not because, of, like, he's going to be here the whole time. It's because he's that damn good.
Right.
What's your expectation for the team?
100 wins. I mean, it's crazy to think, but, you know. I'm hoping better than last year.
Yeah.
And I say that, and everyone's going to be like, well, that's easy to say.
But
you need growth.
But that answer right there, I would take that.
It's also honest.
Because that's honest.
Yeah. That's all
I
do.
People, you get people with this homer mentality. Oh, we're going to win 120. No, you're not.
No.
The good teams won't win 120. You know what I mean? But just to take that step towards what you expect. later on.
Well, I mean, like in the football world, right? Like, what's a better year the next year? Like, what is it? I mean, it's taking care of improving. Like, yeah. Take care of the football all the time, making sure they get to the postseason, win another game, and maybe going further. I think in the baseball world, it's can your young guys prove that they belong here every day? Every day in the big leagues to start and make that, you know, that transition where instead of being a prospect, you're a guy here that needs to produce and not just be happy to be here. And I think that when you look at the amount of guys that they need to have that happen, I think that's a great goal. If you set it on wins and losses on the whole thing, I struggle with that with young teams because at the end of the day, you're going to be disappointed. What are you going to, I'm not going to be disappointed if we find out that Dylan Cruz is Dylan Cruz. James Wood is a monster, you know, and you see another step forward by C.J. Abrams and you know, the pitching staff. I think that is the part where you look at it. If you can't sit there and say that's an improvement, right, then I don't know. You got lofty expectations.
I think when you have limited knowledge, wins and losses tell you everything.
Yeah.
Yep. You know, when you just like last year,
right. It's like
when
only they drafted Jaden,
we said if Jaden Daniels proved that he's your guy, you're okay.
Now you got my guy.
They happened to win with it.
Now you got Debo.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Are you a Niners fan?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
19 was, I mean, he went to one, but let's be honest, Commander fans are going to love him. He's the best. Debo's the man.
Well, and I think Debo and Cliff's offense, a lot of at the line of scrimmage stuff. But we're going to talk baseball.
Sorry.
Some guys are chirping us. We're not talking baseball. I'm like, dude, we've been on air for 17 minutes. Relax. We're talking with our friend Kevin Franson, Masson Sports. You can give him a follow at Kevin Franson, FRANDSEN. Of course, Kevin joins us via the Rude Guest Hotline, even though he's here in person, and we appreciate that. Yeah.
Rude guest, nice. I like it.
Yeah, man. If you need any rude HVAC products, right, bro, you let us know. So, dude, you know Toby Altizer that works at our station, young guy, always wearing Nats gear.
Yeah,
head to toe.
Yeah.
So he came back from spring training. The afternoon show went down there. We did not. Nobody asked us to go.
But, same.
All right, the three of us should have just gone to a bar. I think the three of us would do all right. But
oh, we will.
I asked Toby, like, what really stood out to him, right? And he said, the word the young kids have is aura, and Dylan Cruz has it in spades.
Yeah.
I got to talk to him the other night at the gala. There's some juice there, man.
It's, man, you can't describe it. You can't describe it.
Yeah.
It.
Yep.
People have it.
When you have it, you have it.
You have it, you have it. And he does. And, I mean, the one thing that is I don't think it's talked about enough. The guy's never lost. Last year was the first time he experienced, like, a month and a half here in the big leagues where it wasn't winning. All he's done ever, like, since he's a little kid is win.
Yeah.
Goes to LSU, wins. You know, ends up winning the national title, all this stuff. And there's a reason. Yeah, the talent around him was great, too, but – you got to have the right leaders, and if your main guy, if you're the guy, and you carry yourself the way he does, winning's going to follow.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
you know, and he takes care of the little things. There is a definite aura around him. I've said that since the first day I met him after he got drafted, and I just don't you don't want to put that. That's a lofty expectation, but at the same time, I don't think it matters to him.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like expectations or whatever. He's like he sets his own and he goes off, and it's not going to. It does not dictate his days as a player.
Yeah.
He goes about it, and he's going to, you know, grab it, run with it, and wave bye to everybody else thinking that, oh, well, you're supposed to do this and this. No, I'm going to do what I know how to do to get the W for the day.
Yeah, when I saw him in New Orleans with the football game.
Yeah.
When he walked up, didn't know exactly who he was, but he's not the biggest dude, and you go, he's somebody.
Right.
Because that's the way he carries himself.
Right,
totally.
Yeah. Right. Like, and you don't – but young guys like that haven't been in the league, you don't – I don't – again, you don't want to put that like it, but one of his favorite players is Bryce. And there's a lot of that aura around him that has the same similarities to it. You know what I mean? Like where Bryce has lived up to every expectation you could possibly have.
Yeah.
And some.
And exceeded it.
Right.
It's funny. I don't want to act like I spent a lot of time with him. I talked to the guy for 5 minutes, but I've been around enough pro athletes – that when they have that, it's almost like a contradictory feel, but they are completely comfortable in their own skin, and they also know they're the MFing dude. It's like
– and they're never going to morph.
Right.
Right? They're never going to give you anything different. Right, it's going to be the same, and that's the part that, like, is beautiful.
Yeah. Tell me if you agree with this. I think it's really helpful for
Probably not.
You've already figured that out about me. I think for a guy like James Wood, who is a monster baseball player, but seems a little quieter. Like, he doesn't seem like he needs to be out there all the time. I think having Cruz, having a guy like CJ Abrams, we haven't even mentioned, who's a super charismatic young player. Like, I think Wood won't face the pressure to be the face of the franchise, even if maybe his bat becomes that.
Yeah, I mean, it's a perfect yin and yang, you know, comp when you look at it with Dylan and him, especially.
Right.
You know, and Dylan, it's not even like about the look at me type stuff. It's just I'll go out and do that. You go be you. You go hit bombs. You know what you do as James Wood. And the soul is beautiful though, man. If you know, I hope people get to understand that like these kids are growing too as far as the media getting comfortable with it. And he's not going to give you a lot.
Yeah.
But he's beautiful.
Yeah.
Like just every bit of him is beautiful. Like he has an awesome family that's been well documented on the whole thing. And you sense it every time that you're around him, and that's fine, right? That's perfect. He doesn't need to be anything different.
Yeah.
And there's always going to be guys that are going to be willing to take that out. Jake Irvin takes on for the pitching side, right? Like the personality is just perfect. And any of the young guys that don't feel comfortable being in the limelight of that thing, I'll take it on. Don't worry.
Yeah,
you gonna be you.
And that's part. That's the part I think of any professional team. People don't see. There are a lot of guys who cannot handle it. But it's, if they got somebody that can, big brother, you know, I remember the cartoon when the big dog would be around, the little dog started to be real, real bold. That same thing happened in locker rooms all the time.
Who is it for you?
For me on the team?
Yeah.
I was the dude.
I know you were the dude, but like, who is the guy that you saw that like?
When I first got here was Ernest Biner. He basically was like, look, follow me, I got you.
Yeah.
And if anybody says something out of whack, before I could speak, when I was ready to speak, he was saying something.
Right.
You know, and then all of a sudden you build your own and you begin to try to figure out how to be that guy for somebody else. And I think that's how it goes, where if someone helped you, you're supposed to help the next person.
Hell yeah.
Who was it for you?
Ray Durham.
Ray Durham.
Ray Durham's the best. He's still the best. And it's not even – you don't even – like, they didn't need to teach me about – like, they just wanted me to back off some of the media stuff. And I'm like, I'm from the Bay Area, and I'm playing here, like, in San Francisco. Like, how – you know how hard that is? So, yeah, I mean, the one thing you always wanted, like, is, like, we can go back to Bryce. Like, Bryce was Bryce, and sometimes you just got to let him be, right? And the, you know, the moment that he got into the Philly and it was just him all the time, that's the best version of him. And sure. So – if you allow James to, you know, don't force feed, you know, James out there and it's not, and then there's the protection part. Don't protect him, but like, let him be him.
Yeah.
And embrace the him. And that to me is the perfect part when you have that. And CJ's gotten, I don't know if you've, you know, gotten a chance to talk to CJ lately, but
talked
like,
to him the other night,
far as the media stuff has gotten so much more comfortable. And that's the growth, right? Like, that's growth as being the shortstop of the team. Is being to be out in front. Because we celebrated Ian the other night. And Desi's still one of my favorite teammates, if not the best teammate I ever had.
That's his reputation. I've heard that from so many people. Can we do this like once a week?
Yeah.
You can walk to the studio. It's right there.
I don't know. I got a drive or something, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. you played baseball with Barry Bonds.
I did.
Barry Bonds is the greatest baseball player I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah. Greatest player to ever live.
I'd like to do an hour just on Barry Bonds.
Oh, I got stories.
Opening day is not the day.
Hey, look, I was in 756. I was playing shortstop that night. And that, I mean, people, I introduced myself to some kids in Jersey where I live. And they were doing their tryouts. And they're like, oh, you played for, you know, the Phillies, played for the Nationals, played for the Angels, played for the Giants. And I was like, yeah, I play with Barry Bonds. That's how old I am. And they're like, who's Barry? It was like almost like a who's Barry Bonds. You're like, all right, come on, guys.
That's
come
painful.
On. Yeah, that's how you know you know. Again, it's one of the greatest players we've ever seen. Yeah, we could have plenty of time on that one.
All right, we're gonna have to do that. Kevin, thank you for the time, bro.
Thank you, guys.
Have a great
Enjoy.
Holiday, man. Enjoy.
Remember, 2:15 gates open. 3:15, be in your seats.
Be in your seats.
It's on.
Franson, that's a Franson tease right there. Give him a follow at Kevin Franson, FRANDSEN. When we come back, Amelia Draper's got the weather report for today. Hopefully it's going to warm up. Nobody go anywhere. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Kevin Franson,
That dude's cool, man.
Stand up dude right there, man.
I truly, truly like that dude.
Yeah, me too. I'm gonna tell you one thing.
He's more about he loves football though.
Yeah, dude.
That's what we just talked the whole break.
He could talk Niners, he could talk all of it, man. In just a moment, we're going to be joined by Amelia Draper, NBC4 meteorologist, kind of giving us the update on today. I'm not going to lie, it's chilly out here right now. We are live on the corner of Half and I? Kel?
No, this is...
Kel? That's not even a letter.
What is this street, Jay? This one here.
What's the cross street right here, Jeffrey? Maybe Francis knows. He's over there. We're right outside Tap 99 and Kilwin's, right across from the center field gate. Half an L, we've been informed. So come say what's up. Let's actually pause on that. We would love if you want to come say what's up. If you want to come and produce our show for us, hit the bricks. Amelia Draper joins us now. We're excited to talk. Amelia, hi. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, JP?
We're good. I got to be honest, a little chillier out here. We're live on Half Street.
What happened to the front?
Yeah, where's the warm weather?
I know. It was a cold morning, so we started off in the 30s. But here's the thing. It's still chilly now. Getting into the afternoon, guys, we're going to warm up. Highs today in the low 60s, no wind, sunny. So give it a few hours. I mean, it's still the a.m. Once we get into the p.m., it'll feel a lot better.
All right. Amelia, our show only goes till 2.
When you're wrapping up, it's going to be fantastic.
All right, great.
All right.
But wind, all that. So first pitch is 4 o'clock. Should it be pretty darn good for the team once they're out there?
Yeah, I mean, low 60s, no wind, sunny skies. I mean, really no issues. A great spring ball weather today, in my opinion. I mean, I've never played professional baseball. I have thrown the first pitch, but I think the weather is going to be pretty good.
I mean, I see the flags. These big flags are blowing a little bit. What's this wind speed?
Well, the wind, if you're seeing the flag, so are the wind speed, if you're seeing the flags blowing a little bit, the wind speed is probably about 15 to 20 knots, I would say. But, you know, the wind.
And they're blowing outfield, so we're making some home runs.
Yeah, they are.
That's a good point.
That's really interesting. So just in general, if you're seeing like flags blow or kind of the top of trees move, that means about 15 knot winds?
Well, it depends. Yeah, I mean, like if you're seeing – so it this is when like the marine weather comes into play, right? It's kind of – anyways, I think about the flag in front of our station, right? When the flag is kind of straight out, that's when you have what you're going to call gale force winds. That's when it's pretty strong. So – yesterday, we had the flag straight out. We had gusts at like 30 to 40. If they're kind of on and off blowing, you're going to bring those gusts down to like, based on what you're describing, obviously I'm not there. I would say gusts at about 20 miles an hour. But that is what I'm thinking. But for the most part, I mean, yesterday was the big wind day. Today, the wind's not as bad at all out there.
Okay. Very cool. Now, so it looks like we're going to have a really nice day. Here's where I'm at, because I love on NBC4, you guys always do like the bus stop weather, what people need to wear to get through the day.
Yes.
I think if you're coming to the game, I think it's a light jacket day. Like you need
I
a little
so
layers.
Yeah, have a layers. Jacket just in case.
You got to have the jacket with spring ball, right? I mean, it's layers, and then, you know, I'm going to not practice what I preach, but this is like a sunscreen day too, because you're not going to realize if you're sitting out there, the sun beating on your face is probably the first time a lot of people have been like sitting outside for hours on end since, you know, the fall. You're
going
to get sunburnt too. So, you know, not to be a mother, but that's what I would recommend too.
No, that's good advice. I would not have thought of that, especially if you got kiddos that are coming out for the first game. And what a good opening day for kids, because they can get a full day of school or at least a half day of school before they need to come down here. Talking with our friend Amelia Draper, NBC4 meteorologist. You can give her a follow at Amelia_Draper, D-R-A-P-E-R. Amelia joins us via the Rude Guest Hotline, R-U-U-D. All right. Two last things, Amelia, because I have to deal with the traffic of all the tourists that come and stop in the middle of the road because they just don't care about traffic laws. When are the cherry blossoms over?
That's a good question. When are the cherry blossoms over? I love that.
I just started.
Dog, the traffic sucks.
So here's the thing. It's going to be so warm this weekend that the cherry blossoms, I think, are going to be over by this weekend. Next week, it'll still be kind of pretty down there, but the temperatures are going to be so warm, you get what you call leaf out, where the leaves start to immediately come out. So I don't think we're going to have a very long peak bloom at all.
Okay.
Yeah, when mine come out of my yard, they pop up just like that. They're not a cherry blossom.
Give everybody your address. They can come there and take pictures.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm going to come over for a cherry blossom party.
I'll tell you, I get about 4 or 5 days to where my yard is spectacular, then all of a sudden, all those little things all over the place, and I can't stand it.
Yeah, then it's a nightmare. Yeah.
Shirley, it's all your hard work and your green thumb.
Yeah, man. You know, I do a lot of work.
All right, Amelia, last one. Brian and I both suffer from pollen, hay fever, whatever it is. It seems like even though the weather's not that warm, the pollen's already
it's
starting.
It's coming already.
Are we looking at like a bad pollen season, or is this normal? Where are we at with that stuff?
So far, it's been pretty normal. We did see a spike a couple weeks ago with the tree pollen, but I think a lot of this, people are suffering this week, especially like yesterday, with the wind. So two things that you don't want when you have allergies, you don't want exceptionally warm temperatures and you don't want wind. So we had warm temperatures over the weekend. We had winds yesterday. And when you couple that together, you're having the pollen blowing all around. The trees are starting to produce more pollen, and that's when it really becomes a nightmare. And I hate to tell you guys, but if you do suffer from allergies, oak, which is the biggest contributor of tree pollen in our area, it's just getting started. So this is just kind of the beginning of the tree season.
And I never had all these issues until about the last few years, so I may have to go get a shot.
Maybe I'm rubbing off on you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I grew up in Louisiana where we got chemicals in the air. I never had any problems. Get up here and it's going to be better air, and I have problems all the time.
Amelia, you're the best. Thank you
appreciate
for making time for us.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
All right.
Amelia Draper, NBC4 meteorologist. We appreciate her time. Wear a little jacket, but it's going to be a great day at the ballpark. We are at the corner of Half and N, broadcasting outside Tap 99. Kilwins, come say what's up when you're coming to the park. Tap's already open, so if you want to start pregaming, fire away.
They got taps all over the wall.
That's right. We'll be right back. Bob Carpenter joins the program.